President Bush meets today with Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. Tonight he'll meet with his one-time opponent, Arizona Senator John McCain. The sessions are part of an effort by the new president to show that he's mending fences and is living up to his campaign promise to work with both parties. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
President Bush began his day yesterday having coffee with Republicans and Democrats who hold key positions on education committees. The president ended the day meeting with a bipartisan group of conservative House members. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says these are only a few of what will be many efforts by the new president to get his agenda enacted on Capitol Hill.
He's going to build coalition by coalition as it takes to pass his plans. And so I think you're going to see an evolving series of Democrats and Republicans who are willing to work with him to enact legislation, whether it is on education, whether it's on tax cuts.
And indeed, while the president is moving ahead with some of his most controversial campaign promises, he's also showing some signs of flexibility. Yesterday, he and Education Secretary Rod Page unveiled a sweeping education proposal. The president called it a blueprint and said he was eager to begin discussing details with members of Congress.
I'm going to listen to suggestions from folks. If somebody's got a better idea, I hope they bring it forward, because the secretary and I will listen.
In fact, the proposal already included some sweeteners for Democrats who oppose the president's plan to provide vouchers for parents who want to take their children out of failing schools. The measure provides additional help for schools in danger of having federal aid withdrawn. After meeting with the president yesterday, Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy said he saw a chance for progress on an education bill, despite Democrats' continued opposition to vouchers.
The president understands that position, and he stated his position, but I can't emphasize enough the other areas where the president was reaching out, and in education and policy, and where there's very broad agreement and a meaningful agreement and the basis for a very important education legislative initiative.
James Thurber heads the Center for Presidential and Congressional Studies at American University. He says President Bush does appear to be sincere about reaching out to the opposition. But Thurber says the critical test will come later on when the White House and Congress get down to real negotiations.
People are still willing and open to talk. However, when it comes to votes, when it comes to hard discussion of compromise, of the agenda and the policy trade-offs, that's when we'll find out whether this president really can bring bipartisanship to some hard issues or not.
Thurber says the president will be under a lot of pressure from some in his own party not to compromise on core Republican issues. Democratic leaders are also reluctant to back off from issues that matter most to them, especially since Republicans control Congress by only a slight margin. Yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle questioned how President Bush could find enough money to improve schools when he also wanted to enact a big tax cut and increase military spending. Daschle said Democrats want to be constructive, but he also described the minority party as, quote, the only thing standing between what Republicans propose and what becomes law. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.